Were these fishing rights or property rights or what kind of rights?
Fishing rights. And they tried to, the state tries, in the discharge of their duties, the Department of Natural Resources, prior to that, the Conservation Department, would try to regulate the type of nets to be used, and the Native Americans presented good testimony that they gill fish with gill nets. That's the way they fished in the 19th century, and the other cases that we cited in support said those the treaties should be interpreted in the light of the understanding of the people that signed them. And so, of course, they didn't deal with fishing seasons. They didn't deal with all kinds of things. So,
was this the first of the gillnet cases in Michigan?
I think it was the very first of the cases. Well, there had been one that they'd had an adverse decision, the Native Americans. And I think that was People versus Blank back in 1930s. And this was the first time we had revisited it since then.
Did you overrule LeBlanc?
Yes.
Blank, whatever it was.
LeBlanc.
We did. Expressly overruled it.
Expressly overruled it. So if there's going to be any changes in the treaty, that would be a presidential function, not a subsequently created state.
Was it just the luck of the draw that you should get a case like that as your number one piece of work on the Supreme Court, or did you... was there some other...
Well, I certainly didn't ask for it. I don't know whether any justices ever did that. That was assigned to me by the Chief Justice.
Did his Chief Justice make the assignments?
He made the assignments of the cases, and of course that was after a period of discussion.
You had a little straw vote, did you?
Well, yeah, I guess you could call it somewhat of a straw vote, but...
some sense of the group.
Yeah, whether we should take the case or not. You know, and the people that spoke forcefully one way or the other obviously were in the mind of the Chief Justice too. So if a consensus of the court seemed to be indicated one way, then he'd pick a person that had exposed that position rather than one that did not. So but it was all private conversation between myself, or a request by myself to the Chief Justice for that case. It was assigned to me in its proper order.
How did the case come out? Did the court go down the line on it, or was it a split decision? Do you remember anything more about it?
I don't at this time, I must confess. I'm sure we could look that up very readily. But
sure, I just,
anyway, we have a substantial majority on it.
But this was quite a challenging case to begin your service with.
Oh, yes. Well, I was at a period of my life where I enjoyed large challenges.
Mm-hmm. But that isn't a steady diet of a Supreme Court justice.
Oh, heavens no. No, of course not. You're assigned other cases that represent drudgery of both physical and psychological to get through them. But that's the nature of the position, and I enjoyed the position, although, as I indicated to you before, it wasn't the same as being a trial judge.